This is WSKG News. Binghamton's professional hockey team plays its first regular season game on Saturday. The Binghamton Devils borrowed their nickname from their parent club, the New Jersey Devils. But where does that devil nickname come from? WSKG's Gabe Altieri tells us it has nothing to do with religion.
The word devil can connote fire, torture, burning for all eternity. You're familiar. But not this devil. This one is based on an urban legend. Angus Gillespie is a professor and folklorist at Rutgers University.
This is not the devil of the Bible. This is a creature, a legendary creature of southern New Jersey.
So think less Adam and Eve and more Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot. The Jersey Devil dates back to the 1700s. Legend has it, Jane Leeds had a dozen kids. Her husband took little interest in the children, so their care fell on Jane. When she got pregnant for the 13th time, she sent a wish into the ether.
She said, "Lord, let this one not be a child. Let this one be a devil."
So a beautiful boy was born. Blonde hair, blue eyes. But then...
the little baby, well, it grew so fast, within 20 minutes, it was the size of 2 full-grown men. And in the place of the baby blue eyes, there were eyes all right, but they were red like 2 burning coals.
The Jersey Devil had the head of a horse, the torso of a man, the feet of a goat, the wings of a bat, and a serpentine tail. It had furry paws and long nails. It used to kill the midwife in attendance. It let out a scream, escaped through the chimney, and has terrorized the people of southern Jersey for the last few centuries. There have been a few notable sightings. Joseph Bonaparte, that's Napoleon's brother, claimed to see it on a hunting trip. Then, in 1909, a slew of people caught Jersey Devil fever. Here's Gillespie again.
It wasn't so much a rash of sightings, it was a rash of footprints. And these strange footprints drew a lot of attention and caused a big clamor.
That clamor came from newspapers in Philadelphia, which mocked the sightings. When the NHL came to New Jersey in the 80s, fans voted to name their team after the legend. Their mascot has a giant Satan head. That's not consistent with the spirit of the nickname. Gillespie says folks in Binghamton should remember that.
We're not talking about the biblical devil, the representation of pure evil. So not to worry, it shouldn't offend anyone's religious sensibilities.
That being said, if you do find yourself in the woods of southern New Jersey, maybe be careful. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.